Dear listeners, welcome back to a brand new episode of Timeless Stories. Here we go back in time to relive magic and adventure and explore mythology. We are listening to lesser-known stories from the Ramayana this season. This is the seventh story. Ramayana is the story of Rama, who is an incarnation of Lord Vishnu, one of the main gods of Hinduism. In our previous story, we listened to the story of Kumbhakarna, Ravana's sibling. In Ramayana, there are lots of siblings: Rama and his siblings Lakshmana, Bharata and Shatrughna. Ravana and his siblings too. Today, we listen to the story of two monkey siblings. Well, if you've listened to the previous season of stories from the Ramayana, you will have heard of the name Sugriva. He was the leader of the monkey army that helped Rama fight Ravana to rescue his wife Sita. But did you know that Sugriva didn't actually have an army when Rama met him? His brother Vali did. Do you want to know how he ended up with an army and helping Rama? Let's go to Kishkindha in India. Come with me. Come on, let's go. Long, long ago, Kishkindha was ruled by a monkey king called Vali. Vali was extremely powerful. Vali had a brother called Sugriva, who respected him a lot. Sugriva, although powerful, was not as strong as Vali. One night, a demon called Mayavi entered Kishkindha and challenged them to fight with him. Vali, as the king, had to protect his kingdom. He asked Sugriva to come along with him. Sugriva was scared, but he agreed to go with Vali. The brothers chased Mayavi. Mayavi ran into a cave in the hills. The brothers ran to the entrance of the cave. Vali then said, "Sugriva, you stay guard at the entrance. I will go and kill this asura. Wait for a year. If I don't come back, you go rule the kingdom." Sugriva said, "Let me come with you, Vali. Let's fight this demon together." Vali said, "Don't be silly. My strength is more than enough to put an end to this Mayavi." And he ran inside. Sugriva was worried. He waited for days, for months, and then nearly a year, when suddenly he heard some growling noises from the cave, and then blood flowed out of the cave. Sugriva felt extremely sad. He thought, "Oh no, my brother Vali is dead. Let me close this cave so that the evil asura is trapped inside." He pushed a giant stone known as a boulder and closed the entrance of the cave and went back to Kishkindha. The monkeys were eagerly waiting. They rushed to Sugriva and asked him what happened. He narrated the story and told him that King Vali was dead. The ministers told Sugriva that the kingdom cannot be without a king, and they suggested that Sugriva be crowned as the king. So he was made the king of Kishkindha. A few months later, guess who returned to the kingdom? It was Vali, Sugriva's brother. He was alive. Vali came back and saw Sugriva seated on the throne. Sugriva was excited to see his brother. He ran towards him and said, "Vali, you are alive. I'm so happy to see you back. I thought you were dead." Vali said, "You traitor. You closed the cave and came here and have become the king. Looks like this was your plan all along. You wanted to be the king. I will banish you from this kingdom. If I see you anywhere near Kishkindha, I will make sure that you are dead. Sugriva was shocked at this accusation. He tried to explain about the blood, about the noises from the cave, but Vali was so angry that he didn't hear anything. He threw Sugriva out of the kingdom, but he didn't let his wife Roma go with him. He kept Roma in the palace. Poor Sugriva. He knew that there was one place Vali would never go to. This was a mountain called Rishimukha Mountain. Once, Vali had killed a demon and threw the body on the mountain. A wise sage, Matanga, lived there. He cursed Vali that if he had ever set foot on the mountain, his head would explode. So Vali stayed away from the mountain. Sugriva knew that he would be safe here. He lived in the forest and the caves of the mountain with some of his friends, including Hanuman. Here's where he met Rama and Lakshmana when they were searching for Sita. He said, "I would have loved to help you look for your wife, but I don't have an army." And he narrated what had happened and cried that his wife was forcibly kept with Vali and that Vali was so powerful that no one could defeat him. Rama knew the pain of losing his wife, so promised Sugriva to help him. He said, "Challenge Vali to a duel and bring him out. While you're fighting, I will shoot him with an arrow." Sugriva challenged Vali as per plan. Vali laughed at him. "Okay, I will fight you. You know you're going to lose." Sugriva and Vali fought. Rama hid behind a tree and aimed. But the brothers, who were monkeys, looked so alike. So he didn't shoot an arrow because he didn't want to kill Sugriva by mistake. Vali defeated Sugriva and said, "You fool, stay away from me." And he went back to rule the kingdom. Rama came out of hiding. And Sugriva was in extreme pain, asked him, "Why didn't you kill him, Rama?" "Ouch," Rama said. "I couldn't identify who was who." "I know what kind of pain you're in. Next time you challenge him, wear a garland." Sugriva took a few weeks to recover and wore a garland this time and challenged Vali to a duel again. Vali laughed. "I can't believe you're back again. Looks like I have to kill you." They started to fight. This time, Rama knew who was Sugriva thanks to the garland. He aimed at Vali's chest and released an arrow. A shocked Vali fell to the ground when Rama came out. Vali asked him who he was. Rama explained to him who he was and that Vali deserved to die as he did wrong things to his brother and his brother's wife. Vali realized his mistake, but he was thankful that he was dying in the hands of Rama. He took his last breath. Sugriva mourned the loss of his brother. He was made the king again. He appointed Vali's son Angad as the next in line. Is how the story of monkey siblings Vali and Sugriva ended. Vali, although really brave, chose to do wrong things and ended up losing his life. I really hope you enjoyed the story. If you did, make sure you leave a rating and don't forget to share with your friends and family. I'm Divya and you're listening to Timeless Stories. Thank you for listening.